This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Women and men, boys and girls, welcome back to another fabulous Trim Healthy podcast with Serene, Pearl, and Little Danny.
Little Dan.
And it's so great to have you all back with us. Today is a super special day. Serene's out because her baby has the snifly sniffles.
Yeah, she didn't want to bring solace today. I don't blame her.
But with us is little Miss Leah Thurber. Put your online hands together for another fabulous podcast. Leah, we're so glad you're with us.
Hey.
We've known her for what, Pearl?
I'm just finishing my lunch. It's a really good salad. Years.
2007. Okay. I don't know the math of that. What is that? That's not that
And
hard.
We're going to bring you
it's like
such,
900 years.
Yeah,
such
pretty
a
much.
Great story today. Leah's story is going to inspire you because, okay, we've had another Leah here. Remember, we had a mother and daughter couple, and that was fantastic. It was so inspirational.
And Leah, what did she lose?
110 pounds, and it dropped quickly. And her journey was one of a life change completely, and then she maintained her weight, and it was fantastic. Leah's story, totally different to that.
So different.
There's lots of downs in her story, but that's why I wanted to bring it today. Because Leah's been like face smack in the mud so many times. And I know so many of you have. You've been where Leah is going to talk about and she's going to bring you out of it, mate.
And
so that's why I'm excited about today.
That's funny because I can identify with the face plant because I will find myself self-loathing in that McDonald's drive-thru going, how did I get here?
Exactly.
And I go for and I move forward.
Yeah. So we're gonna talk about that. And then so Serene yesterday was saying last minute, she's like, Pearl, Solace has the sniffles and it's going to be raining all day. I don't want to bring her out, you know, and protective mom. And so we were like, okay, this is really last minute. Who are we going to bring in? So Vange, we thought, well, Vange, you all want Vange back. But Vange is getting over something with her voice. There's been something going around with the Hilltop. And then Danny said to me, what about rocking Leah Thurber?
Yeah.
And I was like, Leah, her story is so good. And then Leah, what you just like were so all over it.
And listen, like, this is the coolest part of it is that when you have the other Leah, in my heart, I had that little, you know, that would be just so epic. That would be so cool. And I love it because those little like whispers of your heart when God hears those. Mm-hmm. And then here you go. You were like, then you asked me to be on it. And I mean, I was a little excited.
Yeah,
you were a little excited. Tell me how excited.
Okay, I will be honest.
Tell the analogy, please.
The analogy is Taylor Swift could come to me in my living room, write a song for me, sing it to me. She could swear to be my best friend forever, probably. Mm-hmm. And I would be like, that's okay. But put me on that podcast and my life is complete. I told my husband, it's okay, honey. I can go to heaven now. This is it.
You know, Leah,
I'm not dramatic at all. That's a good thing.
Just to dig deep right up front, who is your favorite podcaster? I mean, out of all the podcasts you listen to.
Well, I feel like I need to say Trim Healthy Mama right now.
Yeah,
because
I thought so.
Yeah.
It's not going to be Danny probably ever.
No.
I mean, we might have many special guests over the years.
That's funny.
And
looking
I know you're
back,
always going to be hoping
I see
it's
what
Danny.
You mean. I wasn't fishing for that, but I was fishing for the Trim Healthy podcast.
Oh, the Trim Healthy podcast.
I should have said it's your favorite podcast.
I was just thinking that you were just hoping for a good day for Danny.
Yeah.
And nah. It was an obnoxious fish. Hey, so
it's Pearl. Pearl is the one.
Yeah. Well, Serene's not here, so I'll just take the glory. Hey, so let's start because we need to jump right into your story because you have got lots to give, lots to bring. And yesterday you were like, Pearl, can I bring it all? I mean, I'm talking the bad and the good. I'm like, we want the bad, Leah.
I was like, are you sure?
Yeah, we want all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that since you're an old friend and you actually were an intern from my mom's ministry, Bob Ruby's, when you were 17.
Yeah.
And now you're a married lady with two beautiful, sweet babies.
Wow.
And living a beautiful life with your husband here in Tennessee. But tell us when you first learned about Trim Healthy Mama, because it was early on. And we need to discuss some of that. It's funny.
Oh my gosh, I don't even know where to begin. I guess just like when I started it or like, should I just jump into our conversation?
Mate. Jump. And I'm just going to finish my salad while you're eating.
Well, you handed me a book actually, luckily for me. One had like a messed up binder and you're like, just take it. You can have a book. And
so was it when the first book came out?
Yes, when the first prints and you were just like, here, take this. And you would invite me over and show me little recipes here and there. And I think that after a while, I think that you realized something that I hadn't yet realized. And I remember you setting me aside. And this was after, oh gosh, I don't know, not long, like 4 months, maybe 4 or 5 months. It wasn't long into
Yeah, because
it.
You came to me to say, it was 2013, you were a little struggling with your weight. And you was like, I want to do something. So I'm like, Leah, let's work.
Yeah,
I remember spending afternoons with you, pouring my time in.
You did. Valuable time into this person.
No, I think I was mean. Little, what did I say?
You were like, you sat me down and oh, I was devastated, but it was good. It was good. You sat me down and said, Leah, you're like, I think that you said something about, hey, we've been doing this for a minute here. Mm. And you were like, essentially, I don't know if these are the exact words, but you were like, I can't help you because I can't make you love yourself. Mm. You essentially were like, this is as far as I can go. Mm-hmm. I can't make you love yourself. And that sent me on like such a journey. Like it was one of many things. But at that season of my life, it was such a pit of depression and like I worked on external stuff constantly. I was even bleached blonde at that time. Mm-hmm. External things to fix it. Even my husband would come home from work just ragged from the whole day doing construction. He would sit down and stare me in the face and speak the truth of God over me. Mm-hmm. And I could hear nothing. Mm. Like I couldn't hear it. And you saw that. You were like,
yes,
I can't make you love yourself. Like what?
Because you kept wanting tips and you kept wanting this recipe.
More.
Help me with this and that. And I was like, no, there's something going on here that's at heart. And I was like, and I'm not usually that confrontational. I'm like, this is where it stops for me.
Yeah. And it was, I mean, that was one of the most impressive, most like kind of like a loud voice over my life. That was kind of this question, like, well, then is that true? And I think that I spent a lot of time avoiding it, you know, like surely that's not actually it. And tried lots of other external things and, you know, always trying to find the next thing that would fix anything that I could like control.
Because it was many years. I mean, I think you were sort of dabbled in Trim Healthy Mama and many other things after that.
Oh my goodness.
It was sort of many, many years.
Yeah. So you approached her. I mean, had you known her long at this point?
Oh yeah, we'd known each other for years.
At this point, it was 2013. But so
she was a very thin teenager. And then, and then it came to marriage and babies and she was struggling. And so she came and it was like.
And this was at this, I can't make you love yourself comment, which is epic, was after marriage?
Oh, yes, it was in my first half a year, I think, or close to my first year anniversary. Mm-hmm. And it was right before, probably 4 months before I found out that I was pregnant with my first.
Oh, yes.
So I wasn't even, I got like depressed and like gained like 10 to 15 pounds in the first few months of getting married.
And it wasn't, and your husband's such a beautiful
man. He's incredible.
And he just loved you. You know what it was? What was it?
It got, finally in my life, it got quiet and I couldn't handle it.
Oh.
I had to acknowledge all the truths that were easy to distract away. And when it finally got quiet, I almost lost it. I mean, I was just in such a stupor. And I see now that it was a lot of pride. I just couldn't acknowledge the hard things. Like, well, how would one love themselves? What does that mean? How do I receive something like that, that would in essence say, I have very deep needs? Because that, you know, that's just a terrifying thing to be needy, you know, to have a need that is that vulnerable in your absolute identity and who you are.
So, Pearl, what was your lady antenna tingling or something? Like, what caused you to see that in her, say that comment? Because that seems, like you said, to be the catalyst.
Yeah.
Do you remember anything special?
No, it was just, I mean, I know that.
You just felt it. Lady antenna.
Yeah, it was just a sense, you know, and I think all of us, so many of us have struggled with that. And when we say love yourselves, sometimes so many of us think, well, love yourself means me time. Love yourselves means manicures. Love yourself. We're talking about something so different here. We're not talking about that.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I know, Leah, you mean, you've known the love of God for many years. I mean, it's not like you were coming as someone who wasn't a believer.
Mm.
And so, but so many of us are on this journey. Mm. And I've had times in my life where I have these awakenings where, Pearl, I didn't know there was that deep hatred for that area of my life. I didn't realize that I had that deep hatred for myself that was brought about by maybe that or maybe that. I don't need to hold on to that. Yeah, who cares? Maybe that someone said that to me in my life and it stuck. Or or maybe that was a thought I had then that got stuck, or maybe that was a time in my marriage that got stuck and, you know, nothing on my husband. But these things embed.
Mm.
And I don't know, you know, I'm not even sure to this day what yours was, Leah, but we all have these things.
Yeah, yeah. We all do. I'm myself included. And so, Leah, for you, the food issue was rooted in not loving yourself.
Oh, yeah. I realized recently, I heard a friend had cancer. I immediately went and ate something. Like that was like 2 weeks ago or something. Yeah. And I caught myself though, because I was like, you know what? Maybe I should just have a glass of wine too. And then I was like, wait, why am I thinking that right now? Like,
so
wait,
how did it relate? It got quiet. You got married, right? All these, you were so busy all your life and doing things, and you were a conqueror and you were very much of a leader.
Oh, yeah.
So then you were married and just like quietly sort of settling down and creating your home, and things were quiet and you were faced with the deep stuff, right?
Yeah. And I mean, hey, it was works. I felt great about myself as long as I had something tangible to point to and say, that's why I am validated, because I do this. You know, like I had a lot of things I was doing that made me feel successful. But God had to kind of show me, and it's been such a journey over and over. He's had to repeat himself constantly. Like, do you know that the person you picture as your ultimate, perfect, amazing, incredible person and you, if they were standing next to each other, I wouldn't choose her over you. I love you right here and right in me, in my love. You are perfectly complete.
I got the coosies.
You're complete. And this is something he had to speak through people and books and songs. I mean, I stuffed every bit of goodness I could find into myself, even when I couldn't feel it come through until it got in. And then I started to think, God, what if you could love me now and perfectly? What if he could? And that would mean I am not chasing a carrot anymore. I'm not trying to be this perfect, pretty thing anymore. I'm doing it out of a place of I'm already where I needed to be.
Yeah.
I'm already good. And it doesn't define me anymore.
Okay. So the health that, so you would go eat to fill these empty places, right?
Oh, and avoid thinking at all about how inadequate and shameful I felt, and all of the things that just embarrassed me about how much I didn't understand and what I would mess up in and conversations I got wrong. You know, just if you go down that road of self-destructive thought, there really is no end.
So you decided, though, that wasn't going to be you.
No, I did. I decided, I was like, this has got to stop, because my choices hurt my husband too. I mean, the poor guy, he couldn't get through to me, you know? And I had to decide that he could not make me desire to receive the truth.
Right.
I had to say, enough is enough. I'm going to believe it, even if I don't feel it, because feelings are so loud. I'm going to believe this and walk in it.
And your belief was exactly what you described to us earlier. This woman, who you are right now, I choose, I love. You don't have to be perfect.
Right here.
And so that's what it was.
Yeah. And having and catching, like you get a little, when you know you are so valuable and loved, there is a hiccup in your thought process now. It's funny because you get to this place of knowing you are loved and everything around you stays the same. But you have a hiccup. You have a moment where you get to say, whoa, wait a minute. In relation to this situation, like, how am I going to see this now? Like, I could totally go down that road. But remember, I'm loved now. So how would loved me do this?
Oh my gosh.
You know? Yes.
How would loved me do this? Come on.
I have the best job in the world. I feel goodness flowing right now.
Repeat that. No. How would loved me do this?
And you know what? You get to choose it, though. See, here's the thing. You could take take 2 months or 4 years to actually acknowledge that little hiccup. You don't have to pay attention when that little that's not you. When that comes up, you can decide, and it doesn't feel like a super powerful thing.
Right.
But it gets stronger.
It's a practice, right?
Yeah, and it gets stronger the more you say, "Yeah, loved me would act this way."
How would loved me do this?
Yeah. Loved me wouldn't. It's like a what if you could, but it's almost deeper, Danny, because it's loved me.
Oh, she called it deeper.
It is deeper.
Oh, it's one step more.
It is so good.
How would loved me act here?
How would
and isn't that then what happened with your food choices? It wasn't about you just like looking a certain way after that.
Yeah.
It was a heart change. How would love me eat this meal.
Yeah.
How would love me honor my body rather than, ooh, you know, maybe I'm just going to go bleach blonde my hair and then drop 20 pounds because I'm insecure. It wasn't that anymore, Leah.
No, no. And you know what? Like, as you receive the fact that you're loved, you let people in again. And when they come in, you're not alone anymore and you have help. You have people that can say, I actually know you. You've let me in to know you. And I see something's in happening. I see you battling something. Will you let me work it through with you? Because last year was the most like incredible year of growth in my life.
Yeah, I
the
saw
year,
that. I
the
saw
year
that
of
in you.
28. I love the year being 28. Well, 29. I don't know. Both. Because in the middle. Anyway. But like, seriously, and I was like, why is that? Why was that the year that it all made sense? After 5 years trying Trim Healthy Mama, and I say trying, but doing it and feeling like I'm not doing it fully.
And then smack down the dirt.
Smack face, up, sprint, run, smack face, try to go slow, sprint, run, smack face, like over and over. Why was last year the year that I stopped face planting? And I realized I was vulnerable enough to be messy in front of people I could trust. And those people joined me. And I was so much, it's cliche, but you're stronger together. And I got so much farther than I ever got on my own years prior. I mean, it's the people, it's the community. I mean, my sister-in-law the other day, I said, I think we need to stop watching so much TV. And she's like, Leah, please don't do another 40-day fast from all media. She's like, you might want to take it a little slower. And I'm like, I know. You're going to need to remind me again next week.
But I love what you said about messy.
Yeah.
You know, and doing the plant, I mean, I think that's where so many people go face plant for long amounts of time because it's this perfection they want from themselves because they don't have that self-love. What if I was loved? Yeah. What would loved me do? So it's like, this has despised me. This has hated me. This is the me that can't, no matter what. Face plant, I'm going to stay down here for a good while because I just can't do this.
Oh, and you're punishing yourself at that
but
point.
But messy Trim Healthy Mama is still okay. Yeah. Messy Trim Healthy Mama is great. It's baby steps and it's practice. And like you said, it's something that grows and becomes stronger the more that you do it. Yeah, you're going to mess up.
Yeah.
But then it's not a hated and despised me mess up. It's just, hey, me, I'm messy.
Yeah, and when your identity changes rather than just your behaviors.
Yes.
You know, it's the difference between dieting and lifestyle eating.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's an identity difference. And when the identity changes, then it's not so face plant failure long term.
Yeah.
It's just little hiccups.
Yeah.
To use
your
word.
And you know, it's a perfect biblical picture of what it means to have hope, because it literally says that you have a trial and then you have to persevere and then you grow your character and you are given hope. And so that's what I have now. I have hope. And so next time a trial comes, there's like this stock of hope in me that says, I know that if I take this trial as a chance to persevere, there will be a growth in me, that character, and I will have hope. But initially, you feel hopeless because that comes after you press through.
Yeah, so true. You know? So you look back at all your Trim Healthy Mama ups and downs and roller coasters, because honestly, you used to frustrate me, Leah.
Oh, I know.
Like,
I drew you
crazy. Why can't the girl just do it? I've spent so much of my time. I have given her the books. I have sat her down. I have made recipes in my flesh.
I know.
I was like,
why
can't the girl just get it together? Right? Because I'm done with this girl. But I loved you.
You literally had the best coach possible for the Trim Healthy Mama plan in your face planting.
But that goes to show it has to be a heart thing, though, doesn't it? Because you got me here, okay?
Yeah.
You had Serene, too.
Yeah.
Okay. But do you look back at those years, and it seems to me you're saying you don't even despise them. You're happy. You're grateful for them because you look back and you can relate to others and you learned.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? It was stepping stones.
Yeah.
Like every one of them. It was a perseverance from one thing to the next. And I see that it took a lot of trials. And you know, I think we grow impatient with ourselves.
Yes.
And we hate how long it takes to understand something. But God had to give me a hard truth a little bit ago. He's like, babe, you're not a special case. You're just as lost as everyone else. Mm-hmm. And it takes you sometimes even longer than other people. Yeah. So you don't get to just immediately be there because you want that perfection. Just be there. And I would always burn out, because reality is we have to be honest with ourselves and just take those real manageable steps, knowing we're growing stronger and we can take bigger steps.
So true, you know, and I in my own life, I've had that with my biggest issue in my life, which has been fear, worry about the future, worry about all sorts of things. I've mentioned it several times on the potty, so you know my story, but I'm telling you just what you said. I wanted to be fixed from worry in 24 hours.
Oh, yeah. You know? Yeah.
But it's been a walkout.
Yeah.
But there is no stinking way I'm going back to what I was when I didn't, when I just thought to myself, well, I'm a worried person. I slip, though.
Yeah.
And then I have to be reminded again. I have to get into the scriptures again. I have to immerse myself in the truth because the nature wants to go back into worry land, but I'm not going to let it happen. But I'm telling you, I slip.
Yeah.
But then it's okay. Let's bathe myself back in this truth.
Yes.
Right? And that's what you're saying.
Yes. And have you ever read Practicing the Presence by Brother Lawrence?
I haven't.
It's just this tiny little paperback book about an old monk. He used to pray on his face for strength to do the dishes. And all these prestigious people would write him wanting to know, how did you know God so well? And it was just that he didn't do anything without him. That was about it. Yeah. And one of the things he said that has been so key in my life is he says, without God, I don't know any better. He's like, I literally am not going to do any better like than just a hot mess, like making so many mistakes. It just takes a little pressure off realizing that we're really good at messing up. We're really, that's just nature.
Yeah, we're all hot messes.
We're all
we?
A hot mess.
And there's
hot
only
mess.
One, and just the truth that he gives us. And then, okay, so we walk slowly out of that hot mess into all the promises he has for us.
Yeah.
All the, you are loved, all the, you don't need to fear. Yeah. All of them.
And you don't have to understand it all at once either.
So true. It's a little bit. So what would you say? And I know, Danny, you probably got some more questions for Lee.
No,
but this is my one.
When the ladies are pouring it out like this, I get into learning student mode and I just sit at your feet. I've got nothing.
No, Dan. Hey, what would you, because there's so many women, thousands of them sitting right here now listening, Leah.
Yeah.
And they've been where you are. They've smack face in the dirt so many times. And they're like, why can't I just do this? You know, I know how. I've read the books. I mean, what encouragement do you speak into their lives for a minute?
Oh, I'd love to. I was asking myself that question. I said, I'm like, who am I speaking to, God? Why is this happening? And he says, you're going for that pit lady, the you. Mm. You're going for that lady in the pit that's happy there, and everything she does in her life reaffirms and continues that course.
Mm.
And that's the woman you're going to speak to. And that's who I want to speak to.
Okay.
Because there is hope there. And I remember that I was in a jaded place for a long time where I would hear beautiful things and I would almost despise them because it was so hard to receive. But I just want to encourage anyone who maybe has that twinge of, oh, it's so easy for her to say, you know, she doesn't have my life. She doesn't have my problems. Like, I encourage you to take a really brave step and listen with a slightly open heart. I'm just talking a crack. Just let in a little bit of hope because I've got a lot to give. Mm-hmm. And that's why, oh my gosh, I'm not going to cry.
No, you're making me tear up because I just know there's a woman needing this right now.
And I know that's why I'm here, because there is such beauty waiting for that woman.
Mm.
And she has given up on herself, and everything she does says, you've been given up on.
Mm.
But she needs to stop it right now. And you don't feel like you have an ounce of strength, but you know what? That's a lie, because you already determinedly decide that you are unlovable every day with the most diligence that anyone in this world has. You are the most diligent self-destroyer in the world. And so therefore, all you need is really just a shift of where you're putting that strength.
Oh,
you just need to shift it. You've already got it. And the greatest part about this is that strength that is so efficient in crippling her and you, lady, is also going to equip you. And everywhere around you, you will see life again. Beginning in your own heart and then spreading. And you know what? The best part about that is that all you got to do is the good. Just do the good stuff. You drink your water. You get up and say, God, I don't believe I'm beautiful, but you say it. I don't believe I'm worthy, but you say it. And I'm going to believe it. And you know what? And I'm just going to say, okay, if you say it, I'm just going to say, I'm beautiful. you say it. And I'm going to drink the water and I'm going to do the little steps. And you know what? One of the best things is find a way to be committed to seeing someone. They don't have to be a perfect person, but see someone regularly that you're just doing life with. Get part of some kind of book club. Do something where you're around people so that your heart and mind are focused on what it means to love others and instead of just obsessing over what is so wrong in you.
Yeah, I think that's what Ange was saying.
It's community. You know, you get around it. It's
something bigger than yourself.
Yeah, and you need to remember that in those moments, that it's not so luminous and impossible and impending. Because when you get around others, then you eventually can let them in just a little bit in time. It may take a while. Have grace. But you'll have the ability to grow and to learn and to see that your problems are not all encompassing. And I just want to say, like, it did not happen overnight. And it was disappointing and it was frustrating. But if you stuff yourself with good things, it's going to get into you.
Yeah.
It's going to. And you keep making the, and you know, in Trim Healthy Mama, for me, like, it was one of the things that I was able to feel overwhelmed with very quickly.
Okay.
With all the S's and E's and A, like, but see, we're really good at letting complicated things be our excuse for opting out.
Right.
We love to complicate. Oh, it's a really easy way to add to that pile of things that are too hard.
Yeah, it's actually a little form of self-sabotage.
It is.
If you can make it really complicated, well, then you just don't have to fool with it.
Yeah.
You know, so you overcomplicate.
You do.
Yeah.
And you don't have to do it all at once. That's a thing. And it's painful almost to do it slowly because it's just so, like, to be honest, that it takes, you need to take slow steps is embarrassing and it hurts your pride. And
real that this is a lifestyle now. This isn't your temporary diet.
You don't get 3 months and you're good.
Yeah. You've got to change your, it's a full on identity and lifestyle issue.
And you're worth building into that lifestyle. And it's a long process to get to knowing.
Worth maybe even understanding what seems complicated at first. But, you know, to me it doesn't. But, you know, Serena and I wrote the thing. But I do feel like people, and the last two parties have been about overcomplicating it. But truly it can be simple with a mindset of simple.
Well, and you have to take it, like, you have to decide in your heart and mind that you're willing to let it be simple.
Yeah.
Like any problem that comes up to you, you can say, that's too hard, I give up. Mm-hmm. Anything. No matter how simple, it's like taxes, too hard, give up. Like, you know, you just, it's not, you know, marriage. How many people you just give up? I mean, you have to work through issues. You just do. It's not beautiful. You will fight. And that's the thing. You can't give up. And you love your husband or wife so much more when you work through the valley.
Oh, so
you have
true.
So much more together
every
once
time.
You do. Yeah. And so how much more will you love yourself when you work through things with yourself and be willing to be messy and work through and sweat through and believe truth and like take the Trim Healthy Mama. And for me, take the things you already know you love.
Yeah.
Simple things like you've said many times. And for me, it was like the burger salads. Yeah. I could put burgers on salad, chickens on salad, and I could make eggs in the morning. And I loved those things. The Trim Healthy Mama pancakes.
Yeah.
I would make like I still will make massive batches and freeze them and I can pop them in the toaster.
Oh,
right. Because, that's brilliant.
You know, because then it's
never
like
a
Eggo.
Yeah.
You know?
Homemade Eggo.
And that's brilliant. And they have basically three ingredients.
And it always makes me feel like it's a treat.
I mean, that's simple.
I always feel like it's a treat, no matter what. Like, you can't convince me otherwise. And so you have to find the things that are like.
So true. That again, it reaffirm. No, this is simple.
They excite you a little bit.
Yeah.
And you're like, I mean, I could do that. That's real, you know? And you just take it one meal at a time, one item swapped out and learned at a time. I mean, still to this day, if I pick up the cookbook, I get so excited, I almost burn out immediately. I'm like, I've got to make it all.
Yeah, I know.
And then I don't make any of it.
Exactly, yeah.
So the kind of your sweatpant meal is the Toaster Jacks, right?
Oh, totally. Totally. Yeah. And sometimes I don't have space for it, so I just make oatmeal. Mm-hmm. I'll just do overnight oats or, you know, I mean, and my sister-in-law just taught me how to make granola. So that just blew my mind.
So you're just a simple, keep it simple person or else it's donuts, right?
Yeah. And it's easy.
Yeah.
It's easy. Like, and for me, like, I know that y'all aren't like super planner people, but for me, I've got to have a very simple, but very doable plan.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
Are you the sort of person that sort of needs a weekly menu?
Oh, I've got to.
Okay,
I know everything I'm getting at the grocery store and on the podcast, every single ingredient.
So what happens if you have a week? This is a question for me because I'm not a planner.
Yeah.
If you have a week where you don't write out that menu plan or get on the computer and do it, will you completely fall off or can you wing it now after you know, being a seasoned, trim, healthy mama?
I can mostly wing it, but yeah. I'm more vulnerable.
Okay.
Like my husband would be like, let's just get pizza. And I would be more likely because I'm like, I don't know what else we're going to do. And then I get like, I can't even see healthy options anymore.
Okay.
Because I haven't planned them out and I make it too big.
So this is interesting. Into the mind of a planner. I'm getting into your mind here right now.
Well, and I had to get really simple with planning though.
Okay. So tell us how you plan like a week.
Well, I keep it so easy.
Yeah. Do you write it out or is it
I have a little app because I always lost my lists.
Okay.
So on Google, I have only calendar thing that says groceries and I just break it up into produce, dry goods, dairy.
But are those meals that you have in mind or is it just a grocery?
Well, I just do the grocery list and under it, I choose two breakfasts, two lunches and three or four dinners and then two different drinks I'm going to alternate. That's it. And I make enough to make that spread throughout the whole week.
Okay. So that's brilliant.
That's it.
Okay, because I get lost otherwise. People are going to want to hear this. People that think, no, I need a basic plan, but so much planning is so complicated. So say what you do again.
I just have those 5x7 white cards.
Yeah.
And I just write down simple scrambled eggs on the top.
Right.
And I do that with every meal. Just write it simple. And I choose every week just two breakfasts, two lunches.
So you alternate those that week.
Yeah. I'll do scrambled eggs and oatmeal or pancakes. That's like my go-to sweatpants stuff. It's going to be oatmeal or pancakes.
Yeah.
And I will, in the morning, we'll wake up and I'll make the scrambled eggs or we'll warm up pancakes. And that's all week. That's what's going to happen.
Good.
Until we run out.
Yeah. And then maybe another week you might change up or are you pretty much doing the same thing every week for breakfast?
Like pretty much the eggs are almost always the same. Eggs will go either to scrambled eggs or I'll make a big casserole.
Yeah,
I love those because my husband can grab it and go out the door and sometimes he just has no patience for the 4 minutes it takes to fry it up, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And so then lunches are just a couple. What are your sweatpant lunches?
Well, for me, I keep it so easy. Like I've tried it make recently. I used to do lunch meat, trying to just cook up a bunch of chicken and give because for the girls and me, and we'll do either a chicken salad or just like a dissected sandwich for them.
Yeah.
Like, you know, all the sandwich stuff, but separated because it's going to be dissected.
Yeah, it is.
And, I love chicken wraps and like mostly chicken things. I really enjoy spaghetti. So if I'm going to do a big spaghetti squash, I'll do a spaghetti thing.
Mm-hmm. And what are your dinners? Your basic dinners that you feed to your whole family? It's a couple.
Well, typically these days I try to keep it very simple as far as just meat and veggies.
Yeah. So you just have a meat and have a veggie and maybe have a side salad.
Yeah, and I'll add
that's simple stuff.
I'll add some potatoes or rice for the others.
Now, can I talk to you about that? You have some children that obviously need crossovers, so that's what you're doing, potatoes or rice for them. Your husband, he's a slim guy, right?
Yeah.
So a lot of women get frustrated with this because their husbands can drop weight, easily. They can't, you know. How does that work in your mindset? How is it working? Have you ever felt resentment towards that, or this is too hard when he's not on the plan like me? So,
For a long time that was a huge hang up. And he would make little comments and, oh my gosh, poor guy. I mean, he got it. And like, it's like, oh, it's easy for you to say. Yeah. Evil woman comes out. It was that way for a while. But it's funny because as I've stayed on plan more and more, I've actually lost, I'm like finally lighter than him. And he has like a pudgy belly and he'll like, not much for a skinny guy, you know, but he'll just be like, oh, look at this. And it's funny because the other day, and this is just long-term win. I mean, he'd be like, oh, you're trim, healthy mama, whatever. And he would comment on all the meals like, I'm really bad at cooking, guys. So he had lots to say about my cooking.
Oh, okay.
But I'm getting so much better. Yeah. This week he told me, you make the best chicken roast. And I'm like, these words just happened in my life. I'm like, yes, of course I do.
But you could have given up long ago just from little comments here and there, right? Because you could have said, well, I am not a good cook.
Oh, and I did.
You could have labeled yourself that forever.
part of my fall offs with like, I just, he doesn't even like my, why am I doing this? And so, but now I'm so steady on it. And then just last week he said, you know, I really want us to get rid of hydrogenated oils in our diet. I really want to get rid of Frankenfoods was the word that he didn't know.
That's funny.
Like, but he wanted to get rid of all of them. That meant tortilla chips and tortillas. But it was so such a sweet thing because he actually basically said, I would love to do Trim Healthy Mama without so many words.
Plant.
And so just slowly staying on has kind of like.
I cannot tell you like the endorphins in my body right now as I've listened to your story.
I feel like I'm in a massage chair.
Because it's so good. And obviously you're not perfect, but I'm not perfect.
Yeah.
I don't. You know, people say, oh, I'm 100% on Trim Healthy Mama, I'm 98% or I'm 87.3%. I have no idea what I am. I'm a Trim Healthy Mama. When I go on vacation, I have a few off plans. If my husband takes me out, I might have dessert occasionally.
Yeah.
I'm usually sticking to my my meals, but I'm a Trim Healthy Mama. And you are too. Yeah. And we're not perfect, but we're walking forward, not backward.
That's right.
And that's just what I want these ladies to catch today. And honestly, you have just like, oh, it's all over me.
Oh yeah,
Danny.
Feeling it. Yeah, that's, you know, awesome. I looked around like you many years ago, and I just hated everything I saw in my life.
Yeah,
except for my wife and kids. They were the, you know what I mean. They're always the at least I got that.
Yeah,
but everything.
But you
else,
resented the time you had to give to them when you walked in the door. Even.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah, because, ugly place.
Yeah, because I want to get back out there to fix all my things that I hated.
Yeah,
but I had to accept the responsibility that all of those things I built.
Mm.
I made those things around 5 years prior is usually when you start sowing your seeds of whatever is going to result, success or failure. And once I really swallowed that ownership and got brave enough to kind of start putting the work in and most importantly, change my identity of what I, you know, I'm the blank guy.
Right.
I'm always doing this. I'm never doing that. Mm. Once all of that kind of internal dialogue changed, it was like overnight. I don't mean everything got better overnight, but I mean it didn't matter all of a sudden, and it, because I had the wings.
It no longer defined you.
Right. I can fly now, and then I don't know where I'm going to explore.
Yeah.
But I've got the wings. And once you get the wings, man, you see everything so clearly. Everything opens up.
And it's finally okay. And every hiccup you come across, like everything that may go slightly wrong is no longer like your defining moment. Like now it's all awful.
Right. What does this mean? And that's a huge thing is every little thing that happens, maybe you call it a failure, you begin to ascribe such powerful meaning to it.
Yeah.
What does this mean about me? It means nothing. Mm-hmm. It means nothing. You're free. You're limitless. You've got the power.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. Hey, Danny, do you have, because I know that Leah could probably help me with this. Serene's not here, but do you have a question? We are so behind on listener questions, mate, and we've got a couple minutes. We've got like 2 or 3 minutes.
Hey, mamas, do you have a question for Serene and Pearl? Send your email to support@trimhealthymama.com.
All right, we're going to take a question from Micah from Oklahoma. Dear Pearl.
What?
Dear Pearl.
Yeah.
Derper is what it felt like coming out. Derper.
Derper.
Can we start over?
No, just keep going, Danny. You don't get to start over.
Dear Pearl, Serene, and. All right. Dear Pearl, Serene, and Dan, she wrote. I'm approaching my third year of walking out the Trim Healthy lifestyle.
Oh, what, walking out. I love that. That's very so poignant for today.
So fitting. What a life changer, exclamation point. So thankful for you. There is so much I would like to share with you, but I'll keep this email brief. Can eating the THM way change your metabolism for the better over time? And if you were to give your top 3 tips for encouraging a healthy metabolism, what would that be? Thanks, Micah from Oklahoma. P.S. I'll have a total fangirl moment if this is read on the potty. Micah!
All right.
Fangirl away, sister. And Pearl?
Yeah, okay. And you're going to have to help me here, Leah. You're the guest of honor today. I would say, Micah, yes, if you do THM and you juggle your carbs and your fats, it can totally boost your metabolism. But did you see what I said? If you do it by juggling your carbs and your fats, if you don't eat enough carbs, it's bad for your metabolism. Guess why? Your thyroid needs carbs to flourish. Your thyroid also needs healthy fats. But it is really reliant, and there's many studies that show that your free T3 hormone, which is your active thyroid hormone in your body, can go down if you're not eating enough carbs. And so you need to eat those gentle, healthy, slow-burning carbs. So my top three tips for keeping your metabolism on fire would be, yes, don't forget your emails. Number two, coconut oil, people. It revs your metabolism. Don't forget about the good old standard skinny chocolate. Or just go take a teaspoon of coconut oil. I'm known to do that. I know some people might think that's weird, but man, I do that, especially if I'm cold. Watch what happens. If you're cold, go take a teaspoon of coconut oil, and then if you have a rebounder, go jump for 5 minutes. You'll be a thermostat.
Nice.
Or you can do MCT oil. That really boosts your metabolism too. Thirdly, I would say change up. No, we already talked about changing up carbs and fats. But do include your leafy greens and change up your proteins. If you're stuck eating red meat all the time, there's a place for red meat, and it's on Trim Healthy Mama, but I want you to eat some good fish too. You know, we want to balance in proteins, and that will shake up your calorie load, which shakes up your metabolism. When you're doing the same thing all the time, it's really bad for your metabolism. So we want change ups. And so change up your proteins, change up your fuels for between carbs and fats, and eat your greens, and your metabolism is going to be honky-dory. Do you have that word here in the
honky-dory,
US?
Yeah. That does exist.
It is.
Although
honky-dory,
it has
mates.
Been out of use for some time.
Well, it's come back in.
Yeah. Now it is. It's a
real. Hey, do you have anything to add? You're in Serene's seat, Leah. It's a seat
oh my gosh.
Of honor.
The pressure is real. Well, I have to say, like, as you were talking, I actually could agree with you. I could see, like, thinking back when I get heavy on red meats,
yeah.
especially heavy on red meats and eating too late at night.
Yeah. Right.
Those will really, like, it just takes me forever to drop anything.
Well, it's because eating late at night and then going to bed, you're not doing anything in bed.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're not burning any fuel.
I like to shift my fun stuff to the midday if I can. Yeah.
That's brilliant.
And I just
like your fun cakes and stuff.
Yeah. And you know, when I got like into such a rut, like such a, I just want to eat everything at night rut, I would start to just drink more like smoothies and stuff in the evening and see it as a midday meal. Like, you know, I would still eat like a small dinner, but then I would have some kind of shake to hold me over.
Right.
So between like the after dinner and bed, I wasn't still stuffing my face.
Okay. So a lighter shake, like a fuel pool shake or something, that really helped you. Yeah. Cause we're not saying don't eat after dinner, although that works for some people. You know, if you had your dinner, you're okay to stop eating.
Yeah.
But some people need that snack in the night, and you know, and it's good, long as you're not heavying it up all the time, right?
Yeah, and I mean, you have to be honest with yourself too. Like, I've recently been really intentional about writing down the meals I'm going to eat.
Mm.
And then when you do that, you actually will realize what it is that's probably holding you up. If you don't even know and you're in denial about what you're putting in your mouth, you know, you won't even know what to change.
Yeah, that's so true, and that's good for some people. Danny, do you have anything to add? You have a natural high metabolism. You're a man, and you're a thin guy. So really, I don't know what you can say here.
Yeah, probably nothing. I mean, my metabolism has been high since I was a child. You know, when I was little, I really struggled to properly chew and digest meat. Like, I couldn't eat meat. Maybe it was a mental problem, but I've always been rigged weird from the start.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My metabolism is almost like, I don't like to mess with things created.
Yeah, so.
But if I could, I would almost try turning it down a hair.
Right.
But I don't like to mess around.
But you know, you could have got yourself in a big old state if you'd continued on your life of sugar, because you were heading down, even though you're a skinny guy.
Yeah.
Oh,
you were
yeah.
not doing well, Dan.
No, I was heading down diabetes row. I probably was pre-diabetic.
Yeah.
And I was starting to build a proper man gut.
But now you're a thin guy, but you're sort of. You're looking pretty built in a Spaniard way.
Really?
Yeah, mate.
Thank you. Well, we know why.
Yeah.
You know why.
Yeah. Your chocolate man plan
it's
shakes
man plan
in the morning.
Shakes. Yeah.
And your whole man plan protein. You can eat 2 eggs now.
So for me and my raging metabolism, I found that exercise and working out gives me the proper hunger I need.
Yeah, right.
Rather than the carby crave stuff from sitting in an office.
Oh, I'm so glad you brought up exercise. When it comes to metabolism, and we gotta say bye bye now. But don't overexercise for a healthy metabolism. Do stuff. Move your body. Go for walks or find something you love, you know, dance. I mean, I love to get on the rebounder. It's my absolute favorite thing in the world and just like, ah,
yeah.
It just fills me with life. Or do our workings or do something that you like. But don't put an hour, you know, in and lifting hip or at 4 o'clock in the morning when it really taxes your cortisol and your adrenals. That does not make for a healthy metabolism.
Balance, yeah. Balance.
Yep. So
balance.
Thanks so much, Leah.
Leah.
Oh my goodness, yay. I'm so thrilled.
Thank you for having me. And my life is complete. No, just kidding. No.
And that's another one in the bag, folks. We hope you join us again next week.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.